Yeah, it really has been. And I think there were a lot of similarities in those tours because many people would travel to go see the Renaissance tour, and they would go multiple times, and they would plan, you know, weekends around it. And so I know a lot of people that did that. So I think it was more than just the concert. It just became an event. And it looks like the tour, according to Billboard, grossed about $580 million, a huge amount of money. So it really did just like add to this excitement of the whole summer of concerts.
How did Taylor Swift become as big as she is?
She definitely got a very strong start in Nashville, to the surprise of many executives who thought there was no way that a 15 or 16-year-old girl could relate to a country music audience. That was quickly proven wrong. And then she had a lot of crossover success, which is something that a lot of country singers often try to do because, you know, Nashville is a very contained market. The country music audience is a pretty contained audience. So if you can go pop, if you want to do that, then there's just the possibility that you can expand your reach globally even more. So Taylor did that very successfully. You know, some hits that people might be really familiar with are like Love Story.
We were both young when I first saw you. I closed my eyes and the flashback starts and standing there.
You Belong With Me. Shake It Off, I think, is maybe her biggest hit ever. And so songs like that really exploded and brought her to a much, much bigger audience. So when Shake It Off was released mid-2014, that is when she started, you know, touring stadiums and was already selling those out.